Hi guys, I'm Charlie. Oh, where to start? I look awful, I know. All because the last 5 days have been hell for me. It all started when I found out the exact time and date of my death. It drove me crazy. Let me tell you about it. One weekend, I had absolutely nothing to do. Well, that is, there were a lot of things to do. My parents asked for help around the house, I had homework, and there was a whole bunch of other things, but I prefer not to think about it. I was just sitting in my armchair watching TikTok. I swiped through the video until the ad popped up. Usually, I skipped ads, but this time, for some reason, I decided to stop. The ad was about some kind of app that was supposed to predict the time and date of your death. It was nonsense, of course, but since I didn't really want to spend time with my parents, I clicked download. I opened the application. The main menu was seriously ominous with only one button to tell you the date of your death. I pressed it. The skulls on the screen began to spin, indicating that the application was calculating the date of my death. It looked really creepy. After a couple of seconds, the time appeared on the screen. June 5th, 2021, 7:32 p.m. Then, a picture with an hourglass appeared. It turned over and the minutes of my life started trickling away. I laughed out loud. I didn't know what idiots that app was supposed to be for. I just closed the app and went to the kitchen to make myself something to eat. In the kitchen, I realized that today was June 1st, and according to the application, I had exactly 5 days left. While I was eating a sandwich, I thought, what if I really only had 5 days left? What would I dedicate it to and what would I do? Maybe I would ask the most beautiful girl in our school on a date, Alice. Nonsense, why would I die? I'm only 17. The next morning, I went to school. Usually, I walked through the courtyards. It was much quieter there, but since I was late today, I had to walk along the main road. My path ran past a construction site. For a second, I stopped to watch the workers fitting around on the third floor and unloading something, but I didn't linger for long and kept moving. A second later, I heard someone screaming from above, and then there was a loud crash behind me as if something very heavy hit the ground. I turned around, and right where I had been standing, there was a pile of bricks. I looked at the workers. They looked even more horrified than I was. A torn rope dangled from the hook they used to lift the stacks of bricks. Once they got a hold of themselves, they started shouting at me. I didn't understand why they were yelling at me when they were the ones who almost turned me into a pancake. A crowd of onlookers gathered around and started shouting at me too. I looked around and suddenly realized that I was standing in the area fenced off by tape. Idiot! I went straight into the dangerous area. I felt ashamed that I almost got simple hard workers in trouble and ran away. I was also afraid that the cops would come and try to figure out why it happened. I ran to school so quickly that I even managed to get to class on time. In history class, the teacher asked us about the previous topic. I was so caught up in thinking about what had happened that morning and how I almost died that when the teacher asked me the question, I mechanically answered June 5th, 2021. Everyone in the class started laughing at me. They thought it was hilarious because the question was about the date of the start of the Second World War, but I wasn't laughing. I realized that the thought that I would soon die was creeping up on me. I checked the app. The clock on the screen showed that I had 1 day less to live. A shiver went through me. But I tried to calm down because it was just a stupid application that set a random date. During recess, Alice came up to me. It turned out she was watching me in class. She said that I looked very busy. I wanted to tell her about the app and how I almost got flattened earlier, but I was afraid that she would take me for a crazy person. So, I just lied to her that I hadn't slept well last night. That's all. She shrugged and walked away. I was pleased that she was worried about me. I couldn't shake the thought of death, and then something else happened. The next day, my mother sent me to my dad's office to give him some documents he'd forgotten at home. Dad worked in a high rise in the center of the city. For our town, it was pretty high, with 18 floors. I loved to ride the elevator here, especially since my dad worked on the top floor. I got in the elevator. The arrow showed that we have now passed the 14th floor and are moving on. But then there was a creak. The elevator shook, and I fell to the floor. The light turned off. The arrow stopped between the 14th and the 15th floors. You know, I was never afraid of confined spaces, but from that moment, I started to be. Panic swept over me. I thought that I might run out of oxygen here, so I began to violently beat my fists against the walls so that at least someone might hear me. Several minutes passed with me stuck in there. Suddenly, the elevator jerked again. The light turned on, the floor arrow moved, and the elevator went up. You have no idea how happy I was to get out of that elevator. I went to Dad's office. Dad said that I looked as pale as a corpse. I handed him the documents and said that I got stuck in the elevator. Dad was very surprised because nothing like that had ever happened, but he said that he would definitely have it checked. I'd already decided to go back down on foot. I didn't want to test my luck. Death seemed to haunt me. When I got outside, I took out my phone. The hourglass on the screen showed that I had 3 more days and 1 hour left to live. No, I refused to believe it, because it was just a dumb entertainment app. How could it predict the future? I was so busy with my thoughts while walking home that I didn't notice it got dark outside. I was walking along the expressway. I watched the cars rushing by at top speed and a very stupid idea popped into my head. Now, I know that it's a stupid idea, but at that moment, everything seemed very logical to me. Clenching my hands into fists, I gathered all my will and closed my eyes. At a normal pace, I walked towards the highway and thoughts of my imminent death began to torment me. And I thought that if I had 3 more days left to live, then I had nothing to fear, which meant that the cars would simply drive around me. And my theory was correct. You probably thought I was crazy. You might be right. It's unlikely that anyone in their right mind would come up with an idea like that, but I needed proof that I wasn't going crazy. I walked along the highway with my eyes closed. I heard cars approaching, the grinding of wheels and the creak of brake pads, and then the angry screams of drivers. My legs were shaking in fear, which made the path to the other side that much longer, but I kept my eyes squeezed tightly shut. My feet finally found the grass that grew near the highway, and only here, when I was safe, could I finally open my eyes. I looked at the highway. I had come a long way in the dark. There wasn't a scratch on me. It couldn't be just luck. It had to be fate. It seemed like nothing else could happen to me in the next 3 days. The next day, when I was sitting in the cafeteria, the school bully, Billy Mitchell, came up to me. He didn't like me because he knew that I liked Alice as much as he did. Therefore, he considered it his duty to shove me and insult me, which he did. Billy came up to me, took the juice away from my tray and drank it, then crumpled the box and threw it at me. He just laughed and left. He sat down at a table with his friends. Alice saw him humiliate me, so I just couldn't let it go. Before, I would have just endured it because I was afraid of Billy, but now I had absolutely nothing to lose. I took my food tray and walked over to Billy's table, standing right in front of him so he could see my eyes. I took a bowl of soup and dumped it on his head. Billy looked at me, completely taken aback. He clearly didn't expect this. I told him since he wanted my lunch, he can help himself. I heard claps and shouts of approval from all over the cafeteria. They applauded me, but you really should have seen the way Alice looked at me. Billy recovered from the shock and grabbed me by the hem of my shirt. He hit me several times in the stomach and I fell, but I didn't care. And it seems the indifference on my face infuriated and even scared Billy. He let me go and pretended he was no longer interested in me, but I could tell he was frightened. Yes, it was a great day. It turns out that it only takes a couple of minutes to overcome your fear. Sure, you'll endure a little pain, but you won't be terrorized by the school bully every day anymore. There are 2 days left before the fatal date, and this evening I was at home. I didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted to spend time with my family. I wanted to surprise my parents who, I must admit, I rarely pay attention to. I don't always appreciate their hard work and care, so I decided to cook dinner. When Mom and Dad came home, they saw that the table was already set. To be honest, since I'm a newbie in the kitchen, not all the dishes turned out well. Some were burnt, but the salad came out quite tasty, so we ate that. We also talked and laughed a lot. I even regretted that I hadn't spent time like this with my loved ones before and went to my room right away after eating. I woke up and checked out the app. The count went down to hours. I had only 10 of them, but I wasn't afraid anymore. I still had one more piece of unfinished business. Plucking up the courage, I dialed Alice's number. I was very nervous while talking to her, but I was still able to pull myself together and ask her out on a date. And you know what? She agreed. I was so happy. We got together around 5 o'clock at an amusement park. Alice arrived exactly on time. She looked amazing. We rode almost all the rides, ate cotton candy, talked about school and stupid homework, and when it got dark, we went on the Ferris wheel. While the wheel was moving up, I kept looking at Alice, and I felt like I had never been happier in my life. But then I saw the watch on her wrist, and I was seized by real horror. The clock showed 7:31. This was the last minute of my life. Before I could panic, I did what I wanted to do for a long time. I kissed Alice. Even though it's something I dreamed about for so long, all I could think about was the counting down of the last seconds of my life. When there were only a few seconds left, I opened my eyes to see her face one more time. Alice smiled, and I stood like a fool and looked at her. How long I stood like that, I don't remember. It felt like an eternity. I looked at her watch, the time was 7:34, and it kept going. I didn't understand anything. I took out my phone and went to open the app, but it wasn't on the phone anywhere. I sat down and started scratching the back of my head. What on earth? What could this all mean? I took Alice home, and she kept asking what the problem was, but I was silent. It seemed today I was born again as a completely different person who truly appreciates life. Have you ever been in a dangerous situation that threatened your life? Tell us in the comments and subscribe to our channel.